Clinton County Sheriff Wayne Kanga. Sorry about that slip-up, Sheriff. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
I wanted to talk with you about the alleged meth lab that supposedly blew up. I just wanted to, from your perspective and from what you can tell us, because I know this case is still ongoing, tell us about it. What do you know?
Well, we had got a call about on 8 o'clock last night of player or some smoke coming from a trailer down in off the Grand River in the trailer park down there. We have been there before in the same area. When we responded, found that apparently they were cooking meth in a trailer, one of the trailers down there, and the thing blew up on them, and started a small fire, a lot of smoke. Didn't blow the trailer completely up, but it did start a fire, and it did explode. They exited the trailer, and when we responded, we got three people. We've got two people in custody, and we're searching for another one at this present time, but we know who he is, and we're trying to locate him this morning.
I have any
charge? Fire was put out. Both trailers have been secured. We removed some of the meth residue and some of the product, and secured both the trailers, and we'll be working with the Department of Health and the cleanup company to get rid of the rest of the residue and anything else that's contaminated down there.
Any charges been filed yet?
No, they will be arraigned. Two of them will be probably arraigned sometime today. The third one we're still looking for because he left the scene, and we're trying to locate him today. And but we know who he is.
How's the meth problem been? I know Clinton County has had some challenges up, down, the same.
I think that, you know, that we've got some issues, as everybody else does. You know, there's, you know, we've had three or four in the last couple of years. There's probably a few more out there. You know, this is, like I say, this is the second time we've been down in this area. And we get reports of people cooking meth. And many times you don't have enough information to get search warrants. And but we got some people under observation.
And I know there's a task force which involves some other agencies that investigate methamphetamine and these type of crimes. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, this is a very, very dangerous drug. It's very easy to manufacture. It's dangerous to manufacture, but it's very, very easy to manufacture. You know, they can do it going down a highway now. They got to, you know, they can do it in a pop bottle and shake it. And, you know, you've got to make your law enforcement and first responders personnel aware of the dangers of responding to these things. Because, you know, we make a lot of traffic stops here, and you never know what you're running into in those vehicles. It's just a nasty problem that, you know, has a lot of consequences after, you know, as a result of cooking it and the danger not only to themselves but to other people. As you can see, you could get a major explosion here in a residential area if you were doing it. You could, you know, start a fire, could burn that house down, some other house. And then the bigger, there's a lot of other issues, you know, besides just the danger to people, which is the most serious one. But you've got contamination of the property that has to be dealt with. So, you know, there's just a bunch of ongoing issues as a result of these operations.
Who's buying that?
Pardon?
Who's buying the meth?
Oh, it's, you know, it's just sold on the street. You know, it's sold like any other drug, like marijuana or anything else. There are just a lot of people out there that, you know, it's the same culture that's using the drugs out there. And this meth problem, you know, it's not terribly expensive to manufacture, which makes it, you know, cheap on the street. So, you know, it's just an ongoing problem. And, you know, it's a problem that other states has gotten, you know, to great extent, and it caused a lot of time issues and responses by law enforcement people. And these responses are not inexpensive. You know, it takes a lot of money to train these people. It takes weeks to train them to put meth teams together. So it's a huge responsibility and a huge burden on law enforcement.
We've been talking with Clinton County Sheriff Wayne Kanga. Sir, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you. You have a good day.